say it, like you make it,
Did it have a motor or power or anything to it?
No.
By hand.
Did you
hit it with a hammer or anything?
No.
Like a chainsaw?
See, he's one, he got it like a stable, like that, see. It runs the whole up on the top, they say. And he got it, it don't, like my father, stay up to push it thrown down. And this one push it up and goes straight.
Down with you one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Well, guy up, one down. Up, I'll say that. Up, one down.
I love that. That would be pretty clever. I've never seen it, never heard of it, really. Myself, so I guess it would be pretty nice to see something like that.
When you go to Austria, John?
Huh?
When you go to Austria?
Maybe
I don't think so this time, we look at it.
They don't do it anymore like that.
No.
Did you go to school?
You still got it, see?
What? I could feel the side yet.
Well, you turned it old, Mom. I mean, you turned it on.
Yeah, but we could feel the side to go yet, too.
You make plenty of liquor roll there?
No, I'm not sure.
How far was that?
Well, it's not far.
But then they can buy it and bring it home and drink it home then, is that it?
No, we go to the car, take a couple of things and come back.
Yeah, but couldn't they buy it and bring it home too?
Oh, yeah.
But nobody made it?
No.
Where did you learn how to... Like you say, you was a little girl. Did you go to school?
I never go to school.
Never go to school at all? Was there any schools in your town? I mean, No school at all.
No.
So nobody teach you nothing, huh?
No.
Was it the priest teacher?
Huh?
Did the priest teach you?
So you have to go, from here to Salvo. To school.
To the
priest.
To the church school.
Did
he teach you religion or did he teach school?
Yeah, so sometimes I go there, I refuse to go.
He taught you how to walk.
How to walk.
And that's where you learn how to read.
So actually, when you was a child, you were little, you didn't have much to do anyhow, did you? I mean,
Just work. Yeah. I learned that it was nothing, no. Like what I say, I was 11 years old.
And then you went to work for somebody else?
I go for 3 years before I come over here.
What kind of toys did you have to play with? If kids play, Nettie was saying she had a piece of rag.
A block of wood
and a piece of rag wrapped around for a doll.
Same thing.
You had the same thing,
yeah.
A block of wood and a piece of rag, and that was your doll. Did you have any neighbors?
No, my neighbors going back from here to Calvert City over there. We never go.
Didn't bother your neighbors?
No. Never
stay a long time.
Because I don't have a time to go to bus.
What you do then if you have a time?
Well, how about in the wintertime? In the wintertime, you have nothing to do.
Stay home. No go nowhere.
She probably had no cooking and cleaning.
Like I was then, they would make it thread.
You made thread?
Yeah. So you make it with...
What do you call it? You make it up?
Plain. See, see me sails around.
Make it out of flat, right?
Yeah. And he would chop it and make it like, I don't know, I give him for coming. For the kids, the thread that I bring it from Europe.
Flax,
yeah.
Like silky, yeah.
And we put it on a stick, up it up, and make it the thread fit.
What do you do? Just keep adding pieces on or what?
Yeah, fit like you.
Put it over here,
like that, and you gotta start like spin it.
Yeah.
And then make a thread.
Well, what's this flax? Was that like a long weed or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you
like a piece of weed, like a piece of grass.
Yeah.
And then you smash it all up.
Yeah. Or they,
Where do you get the thread from? I mean, where do you get the
fox? I told you they from
flan.
What's called?
Flannel?
Huh?
What?
Flax?
Yes.
Flax.
Or wool or what?
Where did it
come from?
No.
Where did it come from?
From that flan.
Yeah, but did it grow?
Yes. He planted.
Uh-huh.
And it gets ready. He take a pull them out and take a seed and chop it seed down. And he would like to wash that. Don't they wash that? See, like my I make a carpet.
Yeah.
A room.
Blue, yeah.
Yeah. And he would one leg. One over here, another one over there. Two over here and two over here. And handle. And you to stand up and with hand at the foot. And you stab on that foot and chop it up, chop it up, chop it up. Well, you make it
flat. In other words, you make the thread. You made the thread like that.
Yeah, like I make a thread. And then they make it put it on it a stick, make it and put it in over here like I'm in a square, and hold it, and they got it like that shape. And then would she make a line that shape and then pull it and pull it and then twist it out straight and make it thin. And if we have to make it around the stove thing.
You sell this or use it for yourself?
There ain't no salad. No.
Just use it for yourself.
Yeah. But they get linen.
Mm-hmm. Well, how far can you remember? You know, how young can you remember? How far back? Now, you got to establish where you say you remember to your 11 years old. How far back can you remember, really? Don't know. 6 years old, 5, 6 years old?
I don't know. Just I know it was great rain. And the war was somebody came call them. And my aunt, she could go. She was in the field with a cow. And she taking me, and after started rain, and started big wave coming. And I was crying. I went, how we go home? And she said, don't cry. Don't cry, I'll take you. So I remember that. I should hold a cow tail, a cow goat, and she hold a tail, and she was there with me on the back, and we go right now.
Was this in the water?
Yeah.
Why was the cow in the water?
A cow go
home. Yeah, but
was it
cold?
You mean
it rained?
It was it rain so much that the cow was in the water?
Yeah, she
was holding on to the cow.
And she was holding the cow for him. And the cow pulled
her.
Yeah, and pulled her.
And she pulled you.
She pulled me on her back. That's how I remember.
Mom, Did you have any of those hot air houses on fire?
Hot
air. Every year they have a lot of heat, and it's just like a big wind that comes over and burns everything up, the fields and all.
Oh, but we have with hot heat over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's no rain, no heat.
And you come down from the mountains like a big, big gust of winds. And it'll go right through and it'll level the field.
And the land, they have the ground split about the young.
Oh, yeah? How deep?
That's about a yard deep.
Deep, about a yard deep. Split, just big crack. Those hot
airs. Summertime, we don't have the water.
Those hot airs, they used to.
Because nothing to do with over Europe.
Nothing to do. Well, how do you, you mean it's for now? No, there's no work or anything for you to do. Is that what you mean?
No work. She has to go to somewhere else.
Now, before you actually would go in anywhere, you come to this country. Now, you was telling me something that you remembered and stuff like that there. And we was talking the other night about Tsar Nicholas and, look, Mom, Nicholas is dead, so is Bismarck, and so is Ola.
If you can talk about President Nixon, I don't see any reason why you can't talk about Nicholas.
So what you could say, I mean, the things that you said there is very interesting to me, because I never knew these things. Now, they don't know either. And I think there were a lot of...
Nicholas was in the movies like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was surprised she never... I was surprised you didn't take Mom over there, like, you know, tell her about going to see her.
I really should have, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if it ever comes back,
mm-hmm.
it's a repeat, make sure she goes to see
her.
Huh?
Nicholas and Alexander and Nicholas.
Now...
Okay, go ahead, Mom.
Mom, you remember, you're gonna kill me.
Yeah, I see the face.
I see the face, huh?
Yeah.
But there's nothing to be afraid of. They can't put you in jail.
Not now.
So don't worry about it. It's
maybe somebody put them away and say, what's wrong? No, they can't say that, Mom. You're an American citizen.
No,
they can't say that. Years ago, maybe so, but not anymore. Like this one girl you say is Olga, right? Nicholas's daughter. She's here, she says she's Olga. She tells everybody she's Olga, and they don't believe her. You understand what I mean?
She's over here.
She's over here.
I don't know whether you're over here.
But you think that she's alive too, or she was alive?
Well, she's alive because she was such a scientist. Martha, I don't know. I don't know where the Yulia. I know only got over here. I know.
But you don't. But see, they dispute that. See, they say that the whole Tsar family was killed and buried.
Supposedly, right.
And then they put lye down in there to make sure that they put the bones up and everything. Dump lye and everything down in there.
That's why I heard in the Europe they attacked the miners and the boilers.
And they dump lye down the hole and everything else. But now you were saying before that this is Bismarck, who was your president, right?
Yeah. Kaiser
William. That was a...
Kaiser.
Put a head on this one too.
The book is Nicholas and Alexander.
Somebody who
said that nobody has ever proved definitely that the whole family was dead. I don't know whether it was the son or one of the daughters, but they said that they never did find the bodies of the whole family.
No, I know it did say that in the book, but
not in the movie.
Mom says they're over here.
She says Olga is here, but they disputed that. I think the Queen Victoria, is it, or of England, said that one girl that claimed that she was Nicholas's daughter was not Nicholas's daughter, you know. For some unknown reason, whether she was trying to protect her or whatever it was, I don't know, but anyhow, she said she was.
Well, forget the book and Elizabeth, let's go back to Mom.
Right. Now, when you were saying to me, when we were talking here before, that during that revolution, when they had that revolution, and you were talking about the Kaiser, and you say he had a son.
Yeah.
So what do you know about a son? Yeah, you were told.
We were going to tell Mom.
I'm afraid. Why is it to be afraid of? Why is it to be afraid of?
You're not going to be afraid of. But he's not going to let everybody hear that.
This for one thing, this is only for our family anyhow. What we're taping here is only for our family. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But it is something for our future, like for our kids. So they have a roundabout, know something about our family. That's why we're doing it, you know? Mm. In other words, we're trying to get some information out of you that perhaps we should have got a long time ago.
Well, now, damn sure a long time ago.
Because we got Pop too.
Right.
But now we...
All right, guys.
Maybe I
can buy
before
some... Well, Lord...
Oh, come on now.
See, he has a son, Kaiser. And he goes to... Like, when I say that, like a court, salon, a court. And that lady, the Jewish, she has a fire on the floor. With the Kaiser hat, say, his father.
Hey, you be quiet.
Hey.
And he come home, and he killed him. So he killed him. But for she put his father's tire, a face on the top by the tire. And he come home and he asked for his father, what can he do with? And then poison that they can heal it. And what can he be doing? And his father, he say, head by head. See? He kill him or he kill somebody else. See? He never know it.
That his son did it.
Yeah, his son do it. And he say, I do it. And he can do nothing, that some. He can kill it some. And kill some, run away. Run away. And he go from place to place. Say, like that. And he come over to our house to sleep. Because every house was in the middle of the, like over here, Greenport Street. One piece the year, mother called it, half and half. Half time the other way and the other time the
year. Well, what's
that? One corner, the other way and the other corner.
In other words, it was two towns.
No, well, not two towns, just one town.
One town?
Middle place, a special place.
And he come over and ask her daddy, can he sleep? And daddy, he say, you don't got a place to sleep. And he say, I come to sleep in a stone.
Who's this?
In a stone.
Who's this?
That's the Kaiser's son.
Uh-huh.
Rudolf. His was named Rudolf.
Rudolf,
yeah. And then he asked for bread. The mama, she no have the bread. And she told me, you go to court, the court here.
To town, right?
No, not town. Just the salon.
They sold everything there then.
Yes.
The Korchmer, they sold whiskey, they sold everything.
Yes.
Like a general store.
Yeah. And he said, no, I don't want a Jewish bread. And you know, the mama give him soup. He eat soup, no bread, because he don't want a Jewish bread.
Uh-huh.
And he sleep one night, and on his night, he say, Grisha, he called my father Grisha, I can't stay over here no more, because I have to move from town to town.
Uh-huh.
And he move. And yeah, I heard he was over here in the mine.
In America?
Yeah,
but he could have been But, how did you know that he was the Kaiser's son?
Because,
Did he say so or what?
Yeah, he said, I have to go because I'm the dance.
In other words, he was really a lost soul
And he was nobody.
He was nobody.
He was nobody.
He was nobody, and yet he couldn't stay in one particular place.
Yeah.
In other words, he just wound up like a bum or a wanderer.
You know, I was seeing him this time. I was knowing his face.
You got that right. Was he a nice fellow?
Oh, yeah. He was very nice.
In other words,
how old was he then, Mom?
Oh, was about 19. He was 9
And yet you would never think that he would do something like that, huh? Was that shortly before you came to this country or what?
Yeah.
In other words, you remember it pretty distinctly then?
Yeah. Because I know because he was sleeping for the world. Very old.
And he could, and Mama can make it
for bread.
And you say
no,
you don't want
to
chew
bread.
See, I mean, these are the things that, you know, nobody knows.
We don't know, nobody knows, unless we...
We talk to you.
Talk to you.
And actually, when we come over here to talk to you, we come over and we talk, we say, how are you, Mom, and stuff like that.
All right.
So,
I was afraid.
Why is afraid? I mean, the man might, like you say, he's over here in the mines, if they wanted him.
Yeah, he was in the mine, and then he delivered money, plenty money for her.
For who? For that woman that he killed, or what?
No, but the way he was staying with him.
Oh, for what he stayed with you mean?
Yeah, with that woman, with the miner.
Oh. Yeah. So when he left you, did he have any money? When he had nothing?
No, he didn't say nothing.
He had nothing? No. Just like...
Yeah, he just like a hobo.
Uh-huh.
From town to town. Before he goes to United States, come to United States.
Did you do you remember anything else that you would think that would be, you know, like it would be better, you know, like for our kids to know about your life when you lived at home? Other than that, you know, like usually you say you don't know nothing about the revolution because the revolution didn't come until after you came over here, right? So therefore, you don't know anything about that. Other than, like you say, they buried the monument.
They had a statue. Yeah, I know.
You don't even know what the statue was. You've never seen the statue.
No.
And that was still in town.
Yeah.
So, really, there wasn't much more that you could say about your home life, right? So when you left, over there, you left your mother, your father, and your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And you came over here by yourself.
Yeah.
Well, how old were you when you left there?
I was young for me. I don't want to say nothing.
What do you mean you don't want to say nothing? You can say, Mom.
I was 17 years.
They can't deport you now.
Huh?
They can't deport you.
Were you 17 years old, Mom? Now, be honest now. Were you 17 years old when you come over here? Now, see, this is important. Now, see, because...
For me? Oh, thank you.
That's got a shot of whiskey in it, too.
It does not. No, better not.
Was she 13 when she came over?
What do you do, save it all for yourself, Loretta?
Yeah.
No.
Were you 13 when you come over here?
Huh?
13 years old, right?
14 and a half. Now, the reason why I say that, that is really important. You say 17, but...
No, I have to say 17.
You don't have to say nothing.
You have to say that to get here.
Yeah, you have to say it, but you don't have to say it to us.
They can't send you back now. Where are they going to send you to?
The town's not there no more. They can't send you back.
No, I'll be over here, see? I'm on that say, I put it to 17.
Well, you're right, so? Right now,
right? Huh?
Huh?
So it doesn't make any difference, does it?
Well,
all the stuff that goes on, Mom, they're not worried about you.
Because I got to pay Social Security.
Then I got to send you to jail for 20 years. You're too old over there.
Might be doing you a favor for this in jail, huh?
You have to say how you're feeling.
48, 40
years. She admitted
she'd known 14 and a half when she came over.
14
and a half.
When you come over here, Mom, come over by boat, how long did it take you?
9 days.
9 days? Is that all?
That's all.
That was pretty fast for that time.
Yeah.
But that was a regular steamship, right? I mean, it's not sailing.
It's a United States ship. For Bremen.
You say you came from Hamburg now?
I'm not
Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Bremen is a town in Germany, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Bremen used to be a ship.
Bremen was a boat, so I think it was.
How long was the brother here before Mom came over?
How long was your mother, I mean sister over here, Annie?
Mom, this one?
Annie, how long was she over here before you came here?
Oh, I don't know. She was over here a long time. She was over here. She sent it to ship card for home. She was 16 or 17 years when she came over.
Oh, when she came over here?
Yeah. And my aunt was over here. And she sent a ship card for home.
Your aunt?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I guess she was over here more than 5 years.
Oh, yeah? Before you came over?
Yeah. I guess more than 5 years.
Well, then let's see. How old is Annie now?
84 years.
84, and you're 74.
Yeah.
I mean, you're truly 74, or is it 74 Social Security-wise?
Yeah.
In other words, if you go...
Well, on Social Security, you can't believe you're 17, so you've got to take 2.5 years.
So then you're really, as far as your age, you're not 74. You're 72.
Huh?
74.
Oh, I hate my neck. I'm trying to go to your house.
So, in other words, at that rate there, Annie must have been over here. If you came over here, let's say 14, right? And Annie was over here already. She came over when she was 16. She's 10 years older than what you are, right?
I guess she owed more than me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Then she must have been over here more than 10 years before you came over.
I got a picture somewhere I'm going to show you. I'll find it, I'm going to show you.
All right.
Walter said you had to be responsible. Didn't you have to have somebody here that was responsible for you so that you wouldn't...
Well, you do today. If you
then you didn't?
I don't know. You came in on a quota band, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I thought in case you got over here to find a job or something, you had to have somebody responsible.
Well, I guess probably that's what she meant by the ship court, that that in those particular days, they might have, someone had to look into it, was the fact that you had a quota. You know, you came in on a certain amount of quota. And then perhaps they had worked it in and got a quota card for her, and they call it a ship card, probably. You know, that's the only explanation that I would have.
Where do you come in, to Staten Island or where?
Yonkers.
No, when you come to the United States.
Buddy.
Where was the first place you went when you got
there? Hoboken.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And that was what year? Do you remember what year that was?
That was 1913 and 18th September.
September the 18th, 1913.
Yes, that's...
You remember that? Then what?
Yeah.
Then you left Europe 9 days before that.
Yeah.
September 13th, September the 4th,
yeah.
1913. That's when you left there.
Yeah, 18th September.
How long did it take you to get from your home to Hamburg? Did it take you long?
No.
A couple days? Day?
Oh.
That's on the other side.
Yeah.
I was staying here with Bremen. Bremen or Hamburg, I guess. 3 days for ship. We waited for ship.
Oh, I see.
And we have to come away. And I was staying in Kassegar, I guess, two days.
That's the storm.
Before my sister came.
Over here?
Yeah, after me.
Oh, I see. In other words, that must have been Ellis Island then, is that it?
Huh?
That was Ellis Island over there.
No, Hoboken.
Hoboken, but the Coast Guard...
Port of Entry, that was Hoboken.
Port of Entry. So then you stayed there for 2 days before she came and got you.
Yeah.
Did she know you was here? Or?
Oh, yeah, because she sent the ship, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, why did she come and get you soon?
Because I gave him a telegram.
Oh, I see. And it took two days to get a telegram to her and back again?
Yeah.
And she only lived in Yonkers?
No, he was living in the Yonkers.
What'd she do, walk down?
Horse and buggy. And the trolley's
walking backwards.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. So what, after you came here, what did you do then?
I go in a place. Two place.
Yeah,
I was working in a place. I was working in a Jew place for $6 a month.
What for Jews? Housework, is that what
you did? I was no work. I was like a baby for them.
You was like a baby?
Yeah. She kept me like a baby.
What did you do?
Nothing. Just stay with her.
Oh.
Because she was on the road. She was not feeling good.
Companion.
Yeah, like a babysitter.
Yeah.
And they always sound good.
How do you meet the old man?
Old man meet me.
All right, now we're jumping here. All right, so
she was good.
Yeah. She was from Russia, he was from Romania. And anytime he come home, he bring me back to Canada. I can't eat candy, say no, I can't eat it. Eat the blebuturna.
Eat the blebuturna. Why did you say you couldn't eat it?
Because I don't like it, I was not eating candy before.
Mm. And you never liked the taste of it, or what?
No. I give them for my sister. I go to the sister, but sister was not even like it. From here to Catholic Church. So I go there to get candy. And her relative and his relative come over from New York. He always bring me something, or blouse, or dress, or skirt. He always bring me.
Did you keep in touch with them after you came
out? And he go work, he clean the window. And he go work, and before he go work, he call with me to sleep. And he come home, he make a breakfast, put the breakfast on the table, and wake the Ross up, me and his wife. And we get up, wash yourself, and go eat.
All right, after you left there, then where'd you go?
How long you worked there for? How
3 months.
3 months, that's all?
He want to take me to New York, and my sister, he don't want me to stay and go with him. I was sorry I don't go because very, very nice people, but few people.
And then where? Then what you do?
I was going to go another place.
Where?
To the Jew tomb. For $10 a month.
Now you're saying there's something like you didn't like this other Jew.
Yeah, the Jew was there. It was over a year I was working.
What
and
did
then
you
I
do?
Say, can you give me more money to Pato? She said, yeah, I'm gonna raise you for him. Wages. Month coming, same thing, $10.
So what'd you have to do there?
The wife was over here a year, and after year, I quit. And I packed my clothes and say, yeah, I'm gonna leave you. I'm not going to stay no more. You're not able to pay that.
Were you a housekeeper then?
Huh?
Housekeeper?
Yeah. And a 10-room house. And I take a cellar too. And she say, no, you're not going to leave it. I'm going to call a cop. I say, I don't care, call a cop. And I packed my clothes in a suitcase. And I started going. She called the cop, and the cop came. And she said, ask me what for I leave it. I say, she promised me that give me my money. Every month, she said, give me my money. She don't want to give me my money. So I put, wait, I don't want to wait. And she say, I'm going to give him more money. I say, no. I say, I quit. And she told the cop to stop me. And the cop said, I can stop him. She wanna go, and she searched my suitcase. She said, an open suitcase, what are you got it? I said, come for a girl. Come. I opened suitcase, nothing was in the suitcase, just my junk.
So she couldn't stop?
Didn't stop.
Then what, Joe?
And the cop take me to my sister.
Oh, he took you to your sister?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
He took me to sister.
Back to Yonkers?
Yeah, I was in Yonkers.
You was in Yonkers yourself?
Yonkers, yeah.
Uh-huh. So then what did you do, get another job?
And after that, I go to Skurkonian.
A what?
Skurkonian.
What's that?
A skin shop.
Oh, skin shop. Yeah. You mean where they tan hides and stuff like that? Make leather?
Yeah, no. They clean it the rabbits. They take it, cut it, skin and a half or something. Rabbits. I don't know what you're doing with the...
Well, they made, at that time they used rabbits for fur.
Yeah.
You know. Well, it's still new for that matter, but...
This is before mink.
Huh?
This is before mink.
No, they had mink. They had mink.
Well, that was before. What was that? Year and a half. I can't stand them no more because mud balls stink. Always stink. I drink two bottles of tuna salt every day. I have a headache. And I quit when it was year and a half.
So in other words, by this time you really was 17.
Yeah, and after that I go to carpet shop, make a carpet over there, and I was work over carpet shop 2 years.
In a carpet shop, what did you do? Same thing, something like that? You making rugs here?
Yes, no, just put a thread in the room.
And a spool.
And like a big spool shape. Mm-hmm. I was working to. 2 years
over there.
Yeah, I was awake of peace week.
Uh-huh.
I was making $10 a week.
Week?
Mm-hmm.
That was big money.
Peace week, yeah, it was good.
That was more money than I made over there on a farm when I worked over there for Duke Latham. I worked for $9 a week.
And after that, I was married.
How
old were you?
Married. Now, where'd you meet Papa John?
How did you meet Pop?
You know, he was moving maybe like from here to Cowboy City.
Where is this?
In Yonkers?
Yeah,
Yonkers.
Yeah.
Well, what'd he do? He
was working sugar house.
He worked in a sugar house then? Sugar daddy, yeah. In other words, how old? You were about 17 years old then?
Yeah, we married at 17 years.
How long did you go with him?
Yeah, I was 17 years old.
How long did you go with him? How long did you go with Pop before you got married?
2 days? About a month.
They went far from it.
But,
So
from there, like
they
I said...
They come over every single day. I hide them so twice.
You hide twice?
You didn't hide good enough, did you?
You didn't run
I was at my house, and he never see me. I go... I was not there with sister, I was with them yet lady days. I was born myself over there. And I go to his bedroom. I go in the bedroom and put a blind thing, curtains down. And I put a shade down. And I hide myself behind a shade. And I told that lady, she said, you tell her I'm not home. And he come and he say, well, where I am? She said, I don't know, she goes somewhere. No, she's home. She said, no, she's not home. She's not home. And he left. And he's putting her, and she watches when he goes. And I get up from shade, and we go stuff.
So then where? So then you married Pop.
So you still, like I say, then you started to go together anyhow.
He come over all the time.
Kept bothering you,
yeah.
Huh?
Where'd you get married, Mom?
Because I know. My Mary.
Yeah, where'd you marry?
Yonkers.
In Yonkers?
Yonkers.
In a church or by a church?
1917.
In a church?
Huh? Russian church.
Yeah, Russian church.
Yeah.
Did you have a big wedding or?
Yeah.
Big wedding, a lot of people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how was Pop? Did he have, at that time, did he have pretty good money or what? Did he have pretty good job and money?
I don't know if he had money or not.
Well, who paid for the wedding?
I guess he did.
You guess. Somebody had to pay for it. If you had wedding and your lady used to drink, and if he had
friends... Before it was cheap, anyway.
All right, it was still cheap, but I mean...
Girls didn't know...
I guess what they make it in a wedding, three things.
They weren't, they didn't know that that much of was going on there. Most of these arrangements were made...
How old was Pop in the States before you come here?
How old he was?
Yeah, well, no.
How long was he in?
How long was he before you come over here? He came over here in 1912.
He came here in 1912.
Yeah, with his father.
He ran away from Russia.
He was a Cossack. His father was a Cossack
general. His father was Cossack.
Was he a Cossack or was he regular Russian army?
Cossack. He was over in
Manchuria.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then he came to the States, into New Jersey. Right.
And he lived in New York. He come to New York and he stayed in New York for 2 years.
And after
he go back again, the old man would stay over here.
Right.
Old man.
He was a hobo.
Oh, no, wait, now you said you talk about old man. Grandpa stayed here for 2 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And then he went back to Russia.
Yeah.
Right.
And Pop stayed here.
Yeah.
Right.
He was in the Navy. Old man, he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess for the year and a half or something. Was only,
and jumped ship.
And then jumped with the father on the ship. And both want to go, and he get up on boat, and he go to New York and stay in them. He never go back in the Navy.
Jump ship. Otherwise, I got a deserter in the family.
And many times, I don't know of which one. Pete, I guess.
Yeah, Pete, my bag.
Pete.
Yeah.
He say, you wait, I'm going to go to the Navy. You run away from that. No.
All right, Pop was
then he became a hobo on the railroad.
He was a hobo, right?
And he went to work on the railroad after that, right?
I guess.
Yeah. He rode the rails. Didn't he, Mom?
Yeah.
Did he
become
a hobo or what?
I guess.
With a
train. Before he left the Navy. See?
No, I'm talking about Pop. He rode the trains for quite a while, didn't he?
Huh?
He worked on a railroad and he shifted back and forth. Him and the guy from Mahoney City, they worked on the railroad.
Yeah, they wound up in the mines too, didn't
right.
he?
Right.
And he go there with, was it Timchuk? Timchuk. What was the name of that fellow?
Pete Klimovich.
Klimovich, yeah.
He went to see...
No, he don't go with Pete Klimovich. He go with another guy.
Timchuk joined the army, right?
Huh?
Timchuk was in the army, right?
Yeah.
He joined the army. He retired from the army.
Pop was in the army, too, wasn't he?
He went to the mines, too, Pop. Didn't he go in the mines, work in the mines, too?
I don't know.
I thought he said he went to the mines over there and he found out that... They didn't pay nothing, and everything, by the time they get through at the end of the week, they had no money, that they owed everything to the company store, like that song, you know, 16 ton, what do you get, another day older and deeper in debt. But anyhow, he stayed there in the mine with those people and found that they were going a hole or more, so he quit and he left the mines and he came back east again.
Then he went to Yonkers.
Now, in the sugar house.
Yeah, he went to the sugar house.
And then that's when he met you, right?
Yeah.
When he was working in the sugar house. Then you got married.
Mm.
And then from after you got married, did he still stay in the sugar house?
He went to sugar house, and after from sugar house, he come over to Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And then went Baldwin over there.
Over the Baldwin.
Yeah, he went over the Baldwin.
Well, how did he get over the Baldwin? From who?
I don't know who was.
You don't know.
He had a friend that was Russian over there, his friend over there.
That's a situation. I can tell you, it's a story. In 1962, when I was working at WLIS, with Joe Trantito. He was in charge of civil defense. He was also the owner of the station. That was the first time I ever did one of these type things. I'm doing for a lot of years at LNG. We did Glory, obviously, just like you guys did, but it was quite a training ground, and I could, you know, I might have lost you. I think I lost him. I'll get him again. I just lost him. Back on the air, we just got knocked off the air with the power, but we're talking in Saybrook, Connecticut, at what's happening there.
In the past 5-10 minutes here at the station, which are probably the strongest wind gusts yet of the storm, and we're talking about 25 minutes after I thought things would slowly begin to settle down. So a couple good squalls still, and that's what these are. These are some bands and squalls on the flip side of the storm. But after we get through these, things are going to improve. I can give you that for sure because New York City is seeing improvement. The rain tapering off and ending. Most of New Jersey, the rain has ended, and things are clearing out. Central Southern New Jersey in the sunshine, folks. So hang in there. In a few hours, we'll probably see some sun around here also. Things will improve.
Hello.
So just have to just
hi, 25.